and so much more. Believe me, you don't want to touch the dial today. But first, my friends, look, there's a lot of national stories, and I'll be covering all of them. The Secret Service agent has now spoken, given his first interview. He was on Kim's show earlier today. We're going to be having an interview with him soon. We're just ironing out all the details. So we're going to have you covered in terms of national news coverage, I promise, today. However, there is a huge development. It's local. It is red hot. It is breaking as I speak. And just like Justina Pelletier, I predict that this is going to go everywhere. It's going to go national. And again, it involves DCF. And before I get into the actual story itself, which is mind-boggling, you cannot believe we're living in the United States of America. Something is rotten in Massachusetts. Something is rotten at DCF. Profoundly rotten. I want to give a big hat tip to Lonnie Brennan, who broke the story. He put it up late last night. I read it last night. I read it again this morning because I couldn't believe what I read last night. I urge all of you, go to the BostonBroadside.com. BostonBroadside.com. If you want to know why we need an alternative media in this state. Because clearly the Globe and the Herald and Channel 4, Channel 5, Channel 7, Channel 25, WGBH, all of them, they're sleeping on the job. They are sleeping on the job. And we now need to hold DCF accountable because I'm telling you, kids are dying and they're going to continue to die. And not only are kids dying, but I want you to listen to this. Now they are abducting children. They are literally kidnapping and abducting children. And to all of you out there, listen to me very carefully. This could happen to you. To you. Especially now if you're getting a divorce. Or you're separating or whatever. It happens. It saddens me whenever I hear about it, but it's a reality of life. DCF is now aggressively getting involved, and they are now literally kidnapping children from the arms of their mothers and their family. Listen to this story. This, I got to stay very calm because I read this last night. My blood was boiling. I read it again this morning. My blood is still boiling. So I'm going to try to stay calm, okay? The story is based primarily out of East Falmouth on Cape Cod, on the Cape. It involves two children. They age 14 and 11. The 14-year-old is called Brooke. The 11-year-old is called Summer. I have seen pictures of these two. They have been sent to me by a source that I have. I don't want to explain more than that. They are adorable. They are beautiful kids. You got to see these two girls. They're absolutely beautiful and adorable. Their parents divorced in 2009, 7 years ago. And there has now been a 7-year custody battle going on between the mother and the father. The mother's name is Gina Marie. The father, or the ex-husband, is Kurt Mueller Jr. Now, Gina Marie Tolentino is now desperately trying to get her daughters back. Let me tell you exactly what happened in a nutshell. The parents divorced in 2009. According to the mother, Gina Marie Tolentino, the father, according to her, was abusive. The father, clearly she said, did not have the children's best interests at heart. She says that he was a horrible influence on the family, that all she wanted to do was get out of his clutches and get her girls out of the clutches of the father. The father now is claiming that the mother is trying to poison the children against her. So literally they have been going back in court. There are pounds and pounds and pounds of documents from lawyers, court filings, petitions. It's just been going back and forth for 7 years. According to the mother, to the ex-wife, Gina Marie Tolentino, she says that her husband wants essentially to bankrupt her, to make her penniless, to make her homeless, and to take her children away from her. He wants sole custody. He recently, a couple years ago, they had, I think, joint custody. It was 50-50 for a while. He had the two girls. According to the two girls, he beat them. And I don't just mean a spanking. According to police reports, he smashed one of the girls in the nose. She had a massive bloody nose. He was arrested for assault and battery on both girls. He was found guilty and given 1 year probation. The girls do not want to be with their father. They have adamantly told the judge this. They have told the court this. They have told everybody who will listen to them that their father continues to abuse them. They say physically. They say mentally. They say emotionally that they want nothing to do with him. The father has a criminal record. Not just the 1 year probation for smashing his daughter in the nose and beating her, but also apparently he's had a DUI and he's had other issues in his past, okay? He's got problems. Let's put it this way. And then, because the father filed a claim that he wanted sole custody and started to refuse to make child payments, child care payments, all of a sudden, the judge calls in DCF. And guess what happens? DCF, I kid you not, sets up a meeting between Gina Marie, her two daughters, Brooke and Summer, to meet with DCF officials, because according to DCF officials, the father is now claiming that she's an unfit mother. As Gina Marie was talking to DCF officials, they took the two girls in a separate room. They said to ask some more questions to see if the mother was influencing them. Well, the mother wasn't influencing them, and both girls told them, we want to be with our mommy. We don't want to be with our daddy. Okay? Our daddy beats us. Our daddy hits us. Our daddy's abusive. We want mommy to have divorced them, and we want to be with mommy. No, 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 no. Because once DCF gets involved, your parental rights are over. They're finished. They took the kids. I kid you not. They took the kids away from the mother. Now, thank the Lord they didn't give it to the father. So what did they do? They took these kids, listen to this, and plucked her out of the meeting, out of the office meeting, and they put her into a foster home. Gina Marie's parents, the two girls' grandparents, they now hear about this. They have a beautiful home that's worth nearly $1 million in Falmouth at the time they're in Florida. Okay, I think the grandfather is a doctor. So he made good money. He was an earner. They fly back, immediately file to have temporary custody of the two girls because they don't want the girls, you know, being raised by strangers, being taken care of by strangers. The court temporarily awards them custody. So now the two girls are living with the grandparents. I've got this story right in front of me. You couldn't make this up if you wanted to. The house is pristine. The house is beautiful. Their dining room is nicer than mine. The girls, they each have a bedroom. They don't share a bedroom. They each have their own bedroom. It's a gorgeous house. It's worth north of $900,000. The caseworker, this loser, this goose stepper, okay, this little Nazi by the name of Brian Gordon, he now takes over the case. He walks into the grandparents' house. Listen to this. This is how arrogant these DCF bureaucrats are. And literally says, no, the house doesn't pass inspection. The two grandparents are looking at themselves like, it's a palace. What are you talking about?
No.
The house doesn't pass inspection. Now, here's what I'm thinking as I'm reading the story. Yes, but remember that kid who was stuffed in a body bag? They killed him, the two junkies, the two heroin addicts in that little apartment. And they killed the kid and then they stuffed him in a body bag. Yeah, Jeremiah Oliver. And they stuffed him in the and they dumped him in the harbor. Do you remember that? The DCF officials went 7 times to that apartment and said it passed muster. That passed inspection, you know, with the excrement everywhere, the needles everywhere, the drugs everywhere. No, that Section 8, that passes inspection. But a $900,000 home in East Falmouth, no. There's a little crack on the ceiling. It's a little unsafe. The whole thing could come caving in. While the grandparents were there trying to negotiate with DCF to keep their grandchildren in their custody, temporary custody, as the parents try to resolve this long divorce process and custody battle, while the kids were at school, DCF came in and effectively kidnapped Brooke and Summer. They took them. So they didn't just take them from the mother. Now they've taken them from the grandparents. And they were put in a foster home. And not only were they put in a foster home, they were put in a foster home where, listen to this, now they have to drive an hour to school and an hour back. And the kids began to complain. So then they moved them to another foster home. And then they moved them to another foster home. And now they have been in 5 foster homes. And the older one wrote a letter, handwritten letter, because they confiscated their iPads because that was given to them by the mother. So they don't want her to have any communication with the mother. And by the way, they even tampered with the iPads. But let that go. And so the oldest daughter has now written a letter to the mother saying they are hungry, they are tired, they now have to sleep in one room, in one bed, a queen-sized bed, that they desperately want their mother, all they want is to be with their mother, and they do not understand why this is happening to them. They have absolutely no idea. According to the grandfather, the doctor, Dr. Tolentino, referring to the DCF caseworker Brian Gordon, quote, he's a satanic zombie. That's what I think of DCF caseworker Brian Gordon. He doesn't show any emotion. None of them do. What amount of money could lead them to take the children away from their family and shuffle them around? Well, if you want to know, I'll tell you. Brian Gordon, who has the title of social worker at DCF, I think he's the first guy maybe in his family that ever went to school, got an education, because it seemed that title's gone right to his head. Well, he makes a base salary of $50,389. Now he thinks he's God. His DCF program manager, Elizabeth Betsy McDonald, she makes $91,836. By the way, none of them want to comment on this case. They're all running from the media. According to Brooke, in a letter that she has now written, that she smuggled out, she gave to a friend in school that somehow took the letter and then gave it to the mother. Here's what she wrote. She's hungry. She's tired. They're afraid. They miss their mommy. They miss their grammy and grampy, as they say. Quote, I have faith in God that we'll be out of here soon enough. She wants the mother to share this letter with grammy and grampy. She wants them to know that at school, at least, everybody has been nice to her. My friends who have no clue what I've been going through, and my teachers who probably know something is up. She concludes the letter by saying she wants to write again, but she's not sure now that school has ended how she can get the letter to her mother or her grandparents. She wants her mother to know, we are fine, We're doing everything we can to stay strong, and please continue to keep us in your prayers. This is state-sanctioned kidnapping. This is state-sanctioned abduction of a child, of two children. What is wrong with these people? What is wrong with these people at DCF? These children need their mother. Okay, it's a nasty divorce. It's a nasty custody battle. At least keep them with their grandparents. But what you don't do is snatch them away from the arms of their mother and their grandparents and their loving family and throw them in the homes of strangers. How is this putting the interests of the children first? My friends, we have another Justina Pelletier. We have a DCF that is out of control, abusing its power, arrogant beyond all hell. And they think ultimately that the government owns your child. They don't. You are responsible for your child, not the government. And so, my friends, I need you. Cooner Country, we have to save these two girls. And so, right now, my question to you is this. What can the family do to bring Brooke and Summer home, to be where they belong, with their mother and with their family? 617-266-6868. All of your calls next.
As the political storm is getting riled up, are you starting?
No.
.1237 here on the great WRKO. Okay, my friends, we were having technical difficulties. We've gotten all of that resolved. A bombshell story, expose in the Boston Broadside. I urge all of you, please, go to bostonbroadside.com. Lonnie Brennan, he should get a Pulitzer for this, has now essentially blown the lid on another major DCF scandal. This one involving the kidnapping, the state-sanctioned kidnapping and abduction of two girls, 14 and 11. Their name is Brooke and Summer, away from their mom, Gina Marie, as well as their grandparents. They are now living in foster homes. They are desperate to be reunited with their mother and with their grandparents. Where is Governor Charlie Baker? He told us he was going to fix DCF. It's as bad now as it was under Mini-Me. It's as bad now as it was under Deval Patrick. Except this time we don't have Justina Pelletier. Now we've got two. We've gone from one girl being abducted to now two girls being abducted by the government. And joining me now is the mother, Gina Marie. Gina Marie, thank you so much for coming on the Cooner Report. I really appreciate it. How are you doing?
Hanging in there. Thank you very much for having me on your show.
Gina Marie, so just for the audience, you had obviously a very long, cantankerous divorce with your husband, Keith, Mr. Mueller, and there's been a custody battle going on for what now, 6-7 years?
Yes, somewhat. We've been divorced for 5 years, separated for 7, and we were sharing custody, but the kids were still being abused, and I was told to send them back regardless, and I was told that he would calm down, and he has not.
Now, according to the article in the Boston Broadside, your daughters alleged that once there was this agreement for custody, that he physically assaulted them. In fact, he smashed, I believe it was Brooke's nose, and that the two children then called the police, and as he was charged with assault and battery, convicted and given 1 year probation, correct?
Correct.
Now, I'm just curious, if the husband has abused the children and the police have gotten involved and he was convicted, why did DCF then take the children away from you? What did you do to deserve you losing your two children, according to DCF?
They said because I denied them him visitation, because at that point, after the last assault, I refused to force my children to go back anymore. I couldn't do it. I should have done something a long time ago, but I was worried I would lose the kids. I thought that maybe things would calm down. I tried to listen to people. So they said because I denied him his visitation, I am in violation. They kind of skipped over the child abuse part. And then said that they will go into foster care then. And when the kids were told that and given the choice, they said they would choose foster care over going back to their dads, because at least they had a chance of not getting abused anymore.
This to me, I'm sorry, Gina Marie, but this to me is absolutely incredible. So your children are abused by him. They file charges. He is convicted, basically, of beating them. Your children are repeatedly saying that he's emotionally abusing them, psychologically abusing them, physically abusing them. They're 14 and 11. It's not like, I don't know what, they're 7 and 5. And they don't want to be with their father. And because he files a claim of joint custody, suddenly then, and the kids don't want to go and be with their daddy. They just don't want to be with him. They take the children away from you. And then they take the children away from your parents, their grandparents. So what did your grandparents do?
They have filed to try and get them back, of course. The family is completely devastated. If this can happen to us, it can happen to anybody. It's very frustrating. I'm not getting any answers from DCF. And we've been picketing out here since 8 o'clock this morning in front of DCF in Hyannis. And what is really incredible that I had no idea. I knew if it was happening to me, it had to be happening to a couple other people. But I have had dozens of people come up to me in tears telling me, can you save my child too? We haven't seen them in so long. DCF took them. I'm sorry. I've been holding it in all day. It's hard to hear all these stories.
Gina Marie, you don't have
to
apologize.
There's so many children. There are so many children out there that are not with their parents or grandparents. And it sickens me that this is going on. And I'm hearing all kinds of horrible stories. I am hearing people telling me that DCF is going in and taking children from perfectly good homes, perfectly good parents, perfectly good grandparents, not allowing them to see them, ripping them out of schools for no reasons, and then they're having to try and prove their innocence. I had a woman come up to me and tell me that her niece was taken because she was very sick and she had to stay home from school for 3 days. They had a doctor's note. They brought her to school with a doctor's note, and somebody reported it, or somehow DCF got wind of it, brought them to court, and they said the DCF lawyer lied and told them that they were just keeping them home, and they had witnesses, they had the note, and they took her anyway. They put her in foster care, and she was so, whatever happened was so horrible, she has run away and they don't know where she is, and they're looking for her right now. And there's dozens of cases like this. I cannot believe. So when somebody says they're doing reform for our children, I'm not seeing it. And I want some answers, and I want my children back. They're getting punished for speaking up and telling the truth, and that's wrong. And everybody that is involved needs to be held accountable, and I want answers. And so do a lot of other people. Not one person. I was prepared to stand out here today, knowing that I probably wouldn't be popular with everybody, meaning you're not always going to hear nice things. Not one person has said anything bad, and not one person has had anything good to say about DCF. And I'm not talking about, I know that I'm sure there are plenty of good foster homes out there with good foster parents. That's not saying that everybody's bad at all. I'm saying there's something wrong in the department that's dismantling families. They are not there trying to reunite families. I'm seeing the families being dismantled. That's what I'm seeing. And I know there are a lot of good people out there that want to help kids. And I know that there are kids that do need good homes that have situations that are not good. So, but in this instance, I'm horrified at how many good families out there are having their children ripped away from them and then having to try and prove their innocence.
Gina Marie, there's so many questions I want to ask you, but okay, so the reason that they gave for taking away the children from you was because the ex-husband, Kurt Mueller, wanted joint custody or whatever. He wanted to see them. The children said, no, he's abusing us. We don't want anything to do with daddy anymore. And so somehow they're saying you're poisoning the kids or influencing the kids. So they took the children away from you, and they didn't even give them to the ex-husband. They just put them in a foster home. Then your grandparents come. They apply to have temporary custody. They get temporary custody. Brooke and Summer, your two children, 14 and 11, are now with their grandparents. They're very happy. They have a nice home in East Falmouth. It's beautiful. I've seen pictures, pristine. The girls even have, they each have their own room. They even have the beautiful places for them at the dining room, the dining table. They're there for 3 months, no complaints, no problem. DCF then grabs them. That's the word that they used. DCF's words. They grab your two daughters from school, away from Grammy and Grampy, as your two children call them. Why? Yeah. Why were they snatched away? Why were they grabbed from their two grandparents? What did your parents do? What did the grandparents do?
They claimed in a letter that was sent down a week later, after they snatched them, grabbed them from the school, that even though they DCF on a regular basis, I think maybe once a month, I'm not 100% sure, they have somebody come out to continually check the home to make sure things look good and everything's in good standing order for children to be there. They've never had a failed inspection. And so this came as a surprise because it was only a week before that they had just had somebody out there, and once again they passed, because it's a beautiful home. They're loving parents. And so we don't know why they took them from the home and just simply stated that the home did not qualify any longer.
It wasn't. My understanding is what Brian Gordon said, the DCF caseworker, quote, it's not up to standard.
Okay, exactly. They gave a very generic.
It's not up to standard. So now the home, my understanding is it's over $900,000 in value. It's nearly $1 million home. I've seen pictures. The place is absolutely gorgeous. I'll tell you this. If that home is not up to standard, DCF better come and take my two kids. Because honestly, my home is not half as nice as that home. I'm being honest with you. So I guess my kids have to go too now.
Exactly.
According to Brian Gordon, that buffoon.
They did this two weeks before school is out. These children are both high honor roll students. They love school. They take their work very seriously. They were ripped out in the midst of finals. Work was missing. I don't know how that's in the best interest of the children. The last I heard, they were in their fifth home. They were taken to Fall River, then they were back in Mashpee. I don't know where they are. I don't know how any of that is in the children's best interest. And
well, Gina Marie, sorry, I don't mean to cut you off, but this is to me the $64,000 question. I have to ask you this. Mm-hmm. Where are your girls? Where are your children? Where are they? Do you know where they are? Has DCF told you?
I will tell you this. I lose sleep every night. I don't sleep. I pray, and I know the Lord is going to bring them back, and all these other children, because it really sickens me to find out this is going on. So many other good people have come up to me, very classy, good people. Where are all their children? Who's doing something about this? That's what I want to know. I want to know where my children are.
Gina Marie, I have to ask you this question, and please apologize. I apologize ahead of time, but I have to ask, just, to be fair and to get the full side of the story.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything in your past, in your background, that would lead DCF to take your children away from you? Was there any criminal behavior, drug use, anything like that?
No, absolutely not. Never. There is nothing. Anybody can do any kind of research they want. I have nothing to hide and never have.
Gina Marie, what are you going to do now? What's your next step?
I took to picketing because I want the public to be made aware. And that's when I became aware of the scope of how serious this is. And this is much bigger than I ever imagined.
Gina Marie, have you contacted Governor Charlie Baker?
No, I have not.
Maybe, the governor said he was going to clean up DCF. That was one of his big promises when he was elected, 18, 19 months ago?
Yes, that's what I heard and that's what I have read. I'm not seeing that down here or other places, because I've even gotten calls from other states from people that have already contacted me. So I don't know where that was, that they were cleaning house or corrected things. I'm not saying that they didn't, but I'm not seeing it where I am. And apparently other places, Florida, Atlanta, Texas, I mean, I've gotten calls from other people and I'm not seeing that. So I don't know. I'm very frustrated.
Gina Marie, my big recommendation to you right now is you got to go to the media. You got to get your story out. You have to shame DCF. I was involved with Justina Pelletier, and that was a long battle. And
yes,
DCF lied.
Article.
DCF lied. The governor lied. Everybody in this state lied. And they covered it up and covered it up and covered it up until eventually the national... I got involved. The media got involved. The national media got involved. And then we literally shamed them into releasing Justina Pelletier. So my advice to you is you take your case to the media, and then we're going to put as much pressure on Governor Charlie Baker as possible and send those two kids back to where they belong, home.
Thank you so much, and I applaud you for your show. I read that in Lonnie's article, and I can't commend both of you enough. I appreciate you shedding light on this. And once I get my children back, I'm not going to stop until something is done, because I don't ever want to see this happen to any more children. I even, while I was standing here, had an 18-year-old boy come up and said he was in DCF. And he said they lie and they don't do what they say they're going to do. And he was in the system, and it was breaking my heart what I was hearing.
Gina Marie, if you don't mind me asking, are you a Christian family?
Yes.
You are a Christian family. Because I've been seeing the letters, and your daughter, Brooke, talks about God and the Lord and pray for us. So you guys are a Christian family.
Yes. We say prayers every morning on the way to school to the bus stop, and we say prayers every night and pray for everybody. And we read in the Bible every night, and we go to our church and other prayer groups that we attend as well.
Well, you know, Gina Marie, I don't want to prejudge this, but let me tell you what my instincts are telling me right now. I've heard a lot of Christian parents tell me they're being discriminated against because of their faith. And in this state, which is rabidly anti-Christian, rabidly secular, rabidly anti-religious, I got to tell you, something smells. Gina Marie, something smells.
Perhaps, yes.
Gina Marie, do me a big favor. Can you get in contact with the Pelletiers? Because I know they can help you and give you a lot of information.
Yes, I would love to.
Okay, I'm going to talk to Lonnie, and we're going to get you as much information. Gina Marie, stay strong, and hopefully Brooke and Summer will be home with you and their grandparents soon.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
God
really
bless you, Gina Marie.
God bless you.
Stay strong.
Thank you.
You'll be in my thoughts and prayers. God bless you.
Okay, God bless you too. Bye-bye.
617-266-6868. DCF strikes again.
Ready for a summer destination not too far from home?
All aboard.
We'll jump on the WRKO's